This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
South Carolina. I guess that's our network. Welcome. Welcome to our radio listeners out there as you are now joining our program in progress. Here we are. Daryl, you were just about to tell us or just getting into telling our listeners about the story out of South Carolina where there is what now?
There's a proposal in South Carolina, and that's all it is right now, is a proposal. One of the representatives in the South Carolina legislature put forth a bill to require journalists like you and I to wind up registering with the state in order to be journalists in South Carolina.
That sounds really scary. It sounds like something out of Turkmenistan.
Yes.
Actually, not quite as bad, but
not quite as bad, but I understand where you're coming from on that. The story from the Washington Post says, for political journalists, South Carolina was the center of the universe last week. The state hosted two presidential primary debates and trotted its governor into the national spotlight for a televised response to the president's State of the Union address.
Okay.
But a Republican lawmaker there does not think that anyone calling it, or rather doesn't think that just anyone calling himself or herself a journalist ought to be able to work in South Carolina. This legislator believes that only quote unquote responsible journalists, those who pay to be registered and vetted by the state, should be allowed to cover presidential politics or any other kind of news.
Well, they could argue, I mean, just to play devil's advocate here a moment, they could argue that, well, you know, this isn't the first time that journalists have had to been licensed. Look, we have the FCC. There's everybody who wants to have a radio station and a television broadcast needs to have the government permission slip. We need to make sure that, you know, things are done by the
freedom of the press, Ian. Freedom of the press.
We're not saying you wouldn't be free. You just have to get a license. You could still report on whatever it is you wanted to. You just have to go ahead and jump through the hoops. That way we know who you are. You could be a terrorist, and if we don't know who you are, this is the old cop excuse,
right?
When cops want to identify you. Well, I don't know who you are. Well, we don't know. We don't know who you are, and it's helpful if we know who, you know, the press is. This isn't saying you can't say what you want to say. This isn't saying you can't write what you want to write. It just says that you're just going to have to give us a little bit of information about yourself. I mean, look, do you want to come into the press conference or not? Because if you want to come into the press conference, you're only going to be able to come into the press conference if we get your identification.
And see, here's my big concern with this. Before we go any further, is I can completely understand a private organization saying we're only allowing certain press to come cover our event. And here are the requirements that we as a private entity have in order to recognize press for our event. But here you have not a private entity, but a legislative body saying you have to jump through hoops and hurdles and give us money in order to exercise your freedom of the press.
Well, I wonder what the penalty would be. Obviously, you don't have the statute or the proposed statute in front of you, but what would happen to someone who wants to be the press in South Carolina? Because to be the press, all you have to do is publish something. You know,
right.
I mean, you just have to put something out there, whether it's a video, audio, or a blog, or a print newspaper. Those are sort of the four most common press iterations right. in our day and age. You have to put something out there. And what happens to someone in South Carolina under this legislation, if it passes, who goes ahead and starts a blog without getting the official government permission slip first?
That's a really good question, and I am trying to pull up the bill.
Let's see if we can find that. In the meantime, let's go to Joe. He's in Alabama. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hello. I was calling. If I'm,
oh, sorry about that.
I'm 60 years old, and years ago, if I'm correct, they had to take a test and register with the state to be on the radio. And then
in Alabama?
No, that was a federal thing.
You're talking about the license, the broadcasting
there
license?
There used to be the FCC license that everybody that worked in radio had to get, and that was repealed back in the mid-90s.
That's
one
correct.
Of the few good things that Bill Clinton did.
Right after, it was actually right before I started working in radio, they got rid of the broadcaster.
Yeah, it was right when I went into college. The guy, Ray Edwards, was the academic advisor head of the thing. He was like, you guys are lucky because they just got rid of this. You don't have to pay a $25 fee to take this broadcast thing anymore.
What do you think about that, Joe?
Well, I think it's good, but the one thing that scares me, I hope they never come back to equal time. You know, because
a lot of
talk shows, you know, that's the thing that really scares me, is I hope that never comes back into play.
Well, I mean, it does still exist to some extent, doesn't it? I mean, aren't there certain
rules? To some extent, but it's not the way that it used to be.
Okay, what was the way it was?
The way it used to be.
During the Reagan years, right?
During till about the middle of the Reagan years.
Okay.
And then it was rescinded, and it was basically the rescission of equal time that has allowed talk radio to flourish.
Mm.
Because prior to that, anybody that was, you know, expressing political opinion for something other than what was deemed news had to wind up giving equal time. The broadcast owner had to give equal time to all sides, had to represent all sides.
So it wasn't just about the candidates, which is the restrictions
right.
today in certain places, not everywhere, but today, is it federal elections and some state elections?
The FEC has regulations, but again, it's not as, you know, fair as what most people think it is. So when Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live a couple of months ago, there were several people that requested to NBC,
we want
equal time, and the FEC said, okay, here's the rules on who can request it. And one of those rules was you had to be recognized by the RNC as being a candidate. So, you know, one of the 200 and some odd people that filed saying, I want to be a Republican.
Yeah.
Or
not
one of
recognized.
The 30 people that's on the Republican ballot here in New Hampshire that's not recognized by the RNC, they would not be able to get the equal time.
But had Ted Cruz gone and said...
Had Ted Cruz wanted to do it, yes. George Pataki, one of the guys that was running, he's since dropped out.
So wait a minute, just a point of clarification. So even though, I didn't see the Saturday Night Live, but obviously they're not going to let Trump just start spouting off his politics. He's going to be in skits, right? Like he's part of the show.
He was part of the show, but he was not part of the show for a news purpose. He was there for entertainment purpose.
That's what I'm saying. So he's not promoting his candidacy directly by doing that. I mean, obviously it's promotions indirectly, but
right.
So would that qualify? Does that kind of content qualify for equal time? Meaning that would Cruz be able to say, well, Trump was in some skits. He was in five skits, so I get to be in five skits? Or
No. So what the FEC did was they tabulated the total amount of screen time that Donald Trump had and said candidates that qualify are allowed to wind up getting X amount of time on NBC stations if they request it.
And it would presumably be with whatever scripting. I mean, they wouldn't just be able to just talk, right?
No, they would be able to basically just talk.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yes.
So it doesn't have to be in the same vein as
correct.
The content. Interesting. Joe, was there more you wanted to share?
Yeah, I'll throw a curveball. Daryl,
right. I
understand
that.
You're running for president.
Yes.
Since you're on the radio now, the other people come to because the way you brought this up, it just threw me a curveball. Does that mean other people that are running also could come be on Free Talk Live?
They could always call in. It's an open line show.
I think that was a dodge. I think that was that sounded like a political answer to me. Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I'll nail Daryl down on this one here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like Walmart has closed down a Los Angeles store after the city has decided to pass a $15 an hour minimum wage. We can tell you more about that. You can also join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And there's a movement in healthcare today full of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. Folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You get to choose your own doctor and hospital and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 1-800-722-8041. Or go to joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com as we continue here. I'm going to go back to your phone calls here, but I was curious, Daryl, we were talking about this equal time provision.
Right.
And the last caller had an interesting question at the very end. And I know I've asked you this before, but I want to dig into it here a little bit further. You said that, well, he asked you, could other presidential candidates, because you're running for president as
right.
a libertarian, could other presidential candidates get equal time on Free Talk Live because you're on the show? And you sort of batted the question back by saying, well, it's an open phone show. But you also said earlier that the FEC calculated the amount of time that Donald Trump
received on television.
On television.
On a Saturday Night Live episode.
Right, and they said that some other candidate in the Republicans would be able to get the exact same amount of time and that it wouldn't be programmed by the SNL
Correct.
Writers or whatever.
Correct.
So does that mean
I've never heard of any kind of ruling that applies in a similar manner to radio. So you know how a lot of times political candidates, when they're traveling, they'll be on various radio shows.
Right.
I've never heard of the FEC coming out saying that, you know, well, you had candidate X on your show. That means that every other candidate that wants to be on your show has the opportunity.
Well, just because you've never heard the ruling doesn't mean they wouldn't rule that way, right?
Well, they could wind up ruling however they want to.
Yeah.
But I tend to stay up on these things,
right.
And I've never yet seen a ruling that the FEC or FCC, either one, has put out regarding equal time that applies to radio. I have only
ever
seen...
Does that mean no one has ever brought a case, or that the rulings have all said, no, you don't have to give you equal time?
It could be that no one's ever asked for equal time on radio.
So then here's my next question.
Or it could be that the FEC and the FCC has never thought to wind up saying that equal time applies to radio now.
Interesting. So here's my next question then.
Yes.
You also told me that, or you mentioned in the previous segment, that Republican candidates would be the only ones able to get equal time with Trump. So Trump
Correct.
Was on Saturday Night Live. Therefore, any other Republican, like, acknowledged
that was
candidate,
recognized by the RNC.
By the party. So that would mean that, and that's because it's a primary, meaning that, you know, Hillary Clinton can't come in there and request the same thing because she's not competing against
Correct.
Trump at this point.
Correct.
Once the primary passes, if it ends up being Hillary and Trump, then she would be able to request the same amount of time, presumably, right?
Well, they're not going to retroactive and say,
no,
oh,
I mean,
Trump was
I mean,
on
if Trump was
10
back
months
on.
Ago.
I mean, if Trump were back on. Like, if they had Trump back on and it was Trump versus Hillary, then Hillary would be able to request the equal time because they're competing at that point, correct?
That's my understanding.
All right. So then does that mean that another libertarian candidate could demand equal time with you, Daryl W. Perry, if you're on television?
I think they could request it, and then it would wind up being up to either the FEC or the FCC to wind up determining whether or not equal
but no
time
one has
is...
Been, but no one has been approved or anointed by the Libertarian Party, so therefore...
Well, that there are, right now, I believe it's either 11 or 12 candidates that are recognized by the Libertarian Party as being bona fide candidates seeking their nomination.
So then that's enough then. So then that unprincipled hack that showed up at the Libertarian Party convention this weekend here in New Hampshire, the guy that was advocating for taxes as a so-called libertarian, that guy could, in theory, go to the FEC and demand to be on this show for days and days at a time.
I don't know, because, again, I have never yet seen anything from the FEC stating, or the FCC, either one, stating that the equal time provisions that apply to television also apply to radio.
I sure hope that that doesn't end up being the case, because I would be... It would be really hard to deal with having that guy on the show, especially if...
Well, and also because I'm not filing with the FEC.
Yeah.
The FEC might say, well, we don't recognize him as a candidate, so therefore it doesn't apply.
Now, wait a minute. So, okay. So what happens if you get the nomination?
I still will not file with the FEC.
How do you get on a ballot? If you are not
ballot access has absolutely nothing to do with federal campaign finance.
Why would someone file with the FEC?
Because they're told that they're supposed to.
By whom?
By the FEC.
And what happens if you don't?
The FEC says if you raise and or spend more than $5,000, so, you know, combination thereof, then you wind up needing to file with us.
Or else.
Or else.
But you don't plan to raise.
I don't know what the or else is. If I raise over $5,000, that's great.
But you won't because you're not accepting dollars.
Right, but I am accepting Bitcoin, and Bitcoin has value.
Oh, so it's $5,000 or the value of $5,000?
Right, so the FEC, after I started accepting Bitcoin, the FEC put out a ruling basically trying to regulate contributions in Bitcoin.
Do you think they did that because of you?
No, they did not. There was an entity, I forget the name, but they requested a decision from the FEC. They said, we want to take Bitcoin and we want to be in compliance with your regulations, so please, please advise. And the FEC came back and said, okay, you can take Bitcoin donations, but you can't take more than $100 worth of Bitcoin from any person ever, and you have to convert it into cash before you use it, so you can't find a vendor.
Well, I thought you were going to buy things with Bitcoin on your
Bitcoin. I am buying things with Bitcoin.
So are you violating the FEC's rules?
Yes. The FEC rule that some entity requested, the FEC rule is you can't buy things with Bitcoin. If you want to buy things, you have to convert the Bitcoin into cash, and it's simultaneously a cash contribution and an in-kind contribution, and there's some kind of weird, tricky paperwork thing that I don't understand and I'm not filing.
Does that mean you're risking, like, federal prison here?
Possibly.
Wow. Okay. Very ballsy. I didn't realize this was a civil disobedience campaign for president.
Yes.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I already supported you, but I support you more now because civil dis. Daryl's victimless crime spree. It's Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free to join us here on the radio. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about Daryl's campaign of civil disobedience for the presidency, which is involving, one, not filing with the FEC, which may or may not be legal. Two, you are,
well, it's perfectly legal as long as you do not meet what they consider the limit that triggers a requirement to file,
which is the $5,000.
It's legal. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And I have not yet hit that limit. I'm not close to that limit.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are things that I have already violated as far as FEC rules.
Perhaps you don't want to mention those on the radio?
I don't care.
Okay.
It will be months, if not years, before they wind up, if they ever come after me with any kind of charge. It will be a long time before they do so. Or at least based on things that I've seen previously of other political candidates who wind up going to jail for violating stuff. But generally, the people that...
How often do they put someone in jail for violating the FEC rules?
It's not very often, but generally when they do, it's somebody that intentionally misreports and or embezzles campaign finance funds.
Okay.
I have not yet seen a case where someone was prosecuted for not filing and, you know, raising over the limit, or mm-hmm. not filing and, you know, accepting a contribution that is supposed to be reported in a certain kind of way.
Got it. So what have you not done?
I have not filed completely.
Right.
I did send them a letter a couple of years ago saying I intend this to be the first, last, and only communication that I have with you.
Hmm.
And this is to let you know that I will not be filing any of your paperwork. And I will not be accepting Federal Reserve notes. Okay. I will only be accepting contributions in virtual currencies and precious metals.
So if you get a bunch of Bitcoin contributions, let's say someone wants to give you, they say you can't accept more than $100 worth from each
Correct.
Person. So let's just say enough people come together and they want to donate to you and you get more than $5,000 worth of Bitcoin.
Correct.
Does that mean that you will not file at that point?
I will not file.
Man, that's ballsy.
And I've also violated the Bitcoin-related thing that they have where they say that you're not allowed to use Bitcoin directly with the vendor.
And you've bought bumper stickers,
I've
right?
violated that numerous times. I bought bumper stickers. Yep. I bought campaign buttons.
Oh, man.
I've purchased an airline ticket.
The Bitcoin community needs to find out about you, Daryl. I don't know if there has there been any Bitcoin-related, like Cointelegraph reporting or
There's
whatever?
Been some. It was all about 3 years ago, right after I sent the letter to the FEC, and there was not a lot of traction.
Yeah, I think that the Bitcoin community needs to find out about the civil disobedience Bitcoin candidate for president. I mean, I guess I heard something about Rand Paul accepting Bitcoin, but you were the first to do it. The first presidential candidate to do it. And
I was accepting Bitcoin for about 2 years prior to Rand Paul beginning to accept Bitcoin, but he got a lot of publicity because he's a Republican.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ralph is in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hello, the two of you. How
Who's your
you?
Choice for president, Ralph? Who are you going to be voting for in the primary? Have you made up your mind?
Go Trump, go.
You really want to put Trump in charge, huh?
Okay, well, you know,
what part of his campaign platform is it that you like the most?
Well, you know, the immigration, the national security, you know.
You like the police state part?
The police state, huh?
Yeah,
and,
you like that.
We're not feeling that right now under Obama. Now, let me get right to that.
Oh, no, there's a police state under Obama. There is a police state under Obama. Do you like the police state under Obama? Do you think that the police state...
No, I do not want anything of the man. At this point in time,
Trump police state, but not an Obama police state?
All right, Obama,
is that right?
With regard to the issue of race relations and Obama, okay?
Man, you are like a broken record on this. I tried to get you away from this topic.
No, I know why. I know why. Because,
why?
You know, you are so guilty.
Why guilty?
About, Obama is playing with fire on the issue of race relations. This man is sowing in the wind and reaping the whirlwind. He's getting what he is giving. It has now backfired.
That's true of everybody.
With the white backlash. Perception is reality. Obama.
Are you there? I'm sorry about that, but we can't let Ralph say the N-word on the radio. Pretty sure that's
is that what
saying.
He was saying? I thought he was saying like a beagle. I don't know.
Pretty well. You know, you can review the recording later if you're really curious.
I am not curious enough to torture myself with listening to that again.
And no, Ralph, that is not my white guilt that made me do that. That is just good policy if you want to keep doing a radio show.
Correct.
To not let that word on the air. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So Ralph saying that he doesn't like the police state when Obama's in charge, but if you put Donald Trump in charge, then the police state will be A-OK.
Yes.
Then the police will be going after the right people or the wrong people or
however you want to look at it.
They'll be going after the people they should instead of the people they shouldn't.
Because no innocent people ever get caught up in a police state. No innocent people's lives are ever ruined in the police state when it will be run by Donald Trump. No police will ever bust into any innocent people's homes and kill their babies or dogs under Donald Trump. Those things will not happen, according to Ralph.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Ralph would say that, because he's gone. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, but that's not because I wanted Ralph to be gone. I wanted to ask him more questions about the police state, but unfortunately, he just wants to rail against Obama, which I have no problem with, by the way. I mean, he thinks that that on Free Talk Live, we're some sort of Obama supporters, I think, and it's just not true. I mean, we've been criticizing the federal government since before Barack Obama was elected, and we certainly continued to criticize during his administration.
Yes.
So, in fact, I've been saying for a while that Obama is, to me, George Bush III. Like, there's not really much of a difference between the two men, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate, and there's not really a lot that was different between George W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
Bush made the government a lot bigger than old Bill Clinton, though, didn't he?
True, but one of the things that sort of reined in Bill Clinton a little bit was that split Congress, or rather the split federal government, to where it's a Republican Congress, and Republicans are all about small government.
That's true.
When they're not the president.
And Bush had 6 years of all Republican control.
Correct.
Right. Okay, good point.
But as far as, you know, policies, foreign policy was not that much different under George W. Bush than it was Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's true.
The, you know, police
ramping
up. I don't
know, Clinton wasn't as warmongery, it doesn't seem like, in retrospect.
Yes.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
I mean, there was the whole Waco thing and Bosnia.
Well, there was Waco, there was Bosnia, there was an aspirin factory in the Sudan that got blown up.
But
Black
the body
Hawk
count,
down.
The body count under Bush had to be higher.
The body count
the
was definitely
body
higher.
Count. The innocent body count.
And the drone wars are higher under Obama than they were Bush. And part of the reason that the body count was higher under Bush than Clinton is because the global war on terror wasn't being waged under Bill Clinton. So, you know, there were definitely more use of the military under Bush, but Clinton used the military quite frequently as well.
No doubt. Clinton didn't have, what you're saying, though, is he didn't have the war on terror, the boogeyman of terrorism, to really whip people up into supporting more conflict. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-3733 or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live dial toll free here to join us on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can join us in real life at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. That's going to be here before you know it. Less than a month away now from the Liberty Forum, the ninth Liberty Forum to have ever occurred, and arguably the most epic, because Edward Snowden is going to be the keynote speaker, and the Free State Project is going to be completed, meaning that the goal of the Free State Project, the reaching of 20,000 people who've signed the pledge for the Free State Project, saying that they are going to move within 5 years of the Free State Project reaching 20,000, move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's an awesome project, Daryl. It's the reason why you and I even know each other, because you're from Alabama originally, and I'm from Florida, and we both moved up here as early movers for the Free State Project. The project is going to reach 20,000 probably, maybe if we're lucky, by the end of this month, maybe
unless
a few days into
February.
There's
some kind of weird special thing planned, and When I say this, I don't have secret knowledge, but I heard someone make a proposal, and as far as I know, that's all it is, of, you know, like freezing the signer at $19,999 and having some kind of special thing for the 20,000th signer. I don't know if that's happening, but
I don't know if it is.
You know, like barring that. Yes, we should hit it well before Liberty Forum.
Yeah, we're definitely going to hit it before Liberty Forum. The target date, I would say, is going to be probably right around the end of this month, maybe a couple days into February at the latest. If things continue at the clip that they are, which is about 50 signers per day, 40, 50 signers, per day. So this is going to be an important Liberty Forum because we're going to be celebrating the completion of the Free State Project. Daryl, you and I, we're going to be broadcasting live there, and you can join us in person. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. The other reason to go to this thing is to meet hundreds of people who care about liberty and be part of the community for a weekend here and find out what it's like to be surrounded, literally, by people who actually give a damn and are willing to do something about freedom in our lifetime. It's February 18th through the 21st, nhlibertyforum.com. It's happening in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel, right there on Elm Street. It's the main drag in Manchester. It's a great location for a convention like this. Looking forward to it. And again, it's going to be coming up fast. So go now to nhlibertyforum.com, lock your tickets in, get your hotel room taken care of, and we'll see you there February 18th through the 21st. And if you haven't yet signed up for the Free State Project, do not delay. It just crossed to 97% today of its goal of 20,000 signers. 97%. We are literally just days away, just maybe 2 weeks at this point from reaching
just completion. Over 500 people away.
Yeah, I think that sounds right. So go to we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. You can go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty. Get signed up. Be part of that first 20,000. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live in Philly. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. What Ralph said was bigot.
Oh, he said bigot? Okay,
yeah.
Well, sorry, I misheard it.
Nah, it's all right. I just have a thing with people being, like, falsely accused of things. But anyway, so if I had some coffee given to me by a friend and I were to write a letter to the DEA saying, I want to be a good, compliant slave, and I want to know your opinion or your judgment on if I'm allowed to have coffee, if I'm allowed to make a cup of coffee and receive this from my friend, then they sent me back a letter saying that, no, you cannot have coffee, you know, or made up some other arbitrary guidelines or something. Would that
Why did the DEA say that you're not allowed to have coffee?
Wait, is this theoretical or you actually did this? Okay.
Hypothetical. Oh, okay.
So would that then be law?
Wait, would it be law if they wrote you back saying you can't have coffee?
Yeah.
No, that's not the definition of a law. A law is something, is a bill that has been ratified by both the Senate, the House, and passed by the president or whatever the state version of.
And that would also not be a regulation, and caffeine would not be prohibited. Now, if the DEA decided to put caffeine on, say, the schedule of drugs, then that would wind up being, you know, a regulation that would have the force of law.
Right, because there's some law that says the schedules are what decides
Correct.
What is legal versus illegal. And so why do you ask?
Well, my point was that that's basically exactly what the FEC did to this Bitcoin issue. Is that, you know,
The FEC is allowed to issue advisory opinions. And what they did with the Bitcoin thing was someone requested an advisory opinion, and Congress has entrusted the FEC to write advisory opinions that become regulations that have the force of law.
Okay.
So what we're really talking about is legal land here, where one word sounds like it might mean what you think it means, but it actually, there's some subtle legal distinction between them. In fact, if we really want to draw distinctions, one would argue that it is not actually law when a bill passes. It
becomes a statute or
a
an ordinance or a code.
Yeah. So I mean, there's other legal terms there. There's the U.S. Code. There's the New Hampshire Revised Annotated Statutes. Revised Statutes Annotated, and each state has different names for their statutes.
Right.
And then there's also ordinances, which are the cities and towns typically have their version of laws.
But, Nick, I agree with you. It does sound very similar to, you know, sending a letter to the DEA and asking them a question, and they send you a response. But the legal difference is that Congress, unfortunately, has said that the FEC can issue these advisory opinions that wind up becoming regulations.
Which isn't uncommon for federal agencies to be able to write their own regulations without having to even have them approved by Congress.
Right.
So it's not particularly unique to the FEC.
Right. And I wasn't trying to imply that it was. Right. But what is kind of unique is that someone can just write a letter asking the FEC, can you clarify X? And then their clarification becomes part of the
that
regulations.
That is unusual. Yeah, that's a good point. Go ahead.
So, like, if you wrote a letter to the EPA, for instance, saying, I've got a question about light bulbs, and then the EPA's official response on your question about light bulbs becomes part of the regulation on light bulbs.
Yeah, that is definitely unusual. Go ahead, Nick. Anything else you want to share?
No, it just sounds kind of like absolute power in an unelected body, but that's all.
That's pretty much it. That's the federal government for you. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Yet another reason why we don't need the feds.
Yes.
Why we need to have secession as soon as humanly possible. And hopefully we'll see that happen here in New Hampshire at some point, but we got to get more people here. We got to get more
activists.
Hopefully
during our lifetime.
Yeah. We got to get more activists on the ground, and we need them here sooner rather than later. So don't forget the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Let's get back to South Carolina, where if you were tuned in at the beginning of the hour, Daryl, you were telling us about a proposed statute.
Yes.
In South Carolina that would make it illegal to be the media without government permission. You would have to get some sort of license from the South Carolina government in order to report in any kind of form of media. And I had asked you without, you know, you did not have the actual proposed language in front of you, but you managed to pull it up.
I do now. And this is actually new from when this article came out. When this article came out, the full text of the language was not available.
Okay, so.
But it is now.
Breaking news then. What is the penalty for someone who reports in South Carolina without having registered for this proposed program? Again, this hasn't passed.
But before I tell you the penalty, I want to tell you what hoops you would have to jump through.
Oh, yes, I would love to do that. Because I've jumped through hoops before, and I don't like it. There's the voluntary registration
in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's a with the court system. With the court system.
Yes. So what this would do is mandate the Secretary of State to create a registry for the registration of persons who qualify as journalists. A person seeking to register shall provide all information required by the office, including but not limited to a criminal background check, an affidavit from the media outlet attesting to the applicant's journalistic competence, and an application fee in an amount to be determined by the office.
An application determining their competence from where?
An affidavit. From the media outlet attesting to the applicant's journalistic competence. So whoever you're going to be working for. So
if you are running your own blog.
If you're a freelancer.
Yeah.
Do you have to get an affidavit from every entity that you plan on doing work for?
What if you're just blogging yourself, your own website? Do you then provide an affidavit for yourself, attesting to your own competence?
In theory, the scariest thing, the application fee to be determined by the office.
At the time? Okay, well, let's continue, though. There's more to this. 855, 450, free, and then what are the penalties? We'll get into that. You can share your thoughts on Press Freedom.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.